Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bleu moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bleu moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bleu scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Fonseca moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Watwood moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byrd moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Byrd scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Vic Frazier now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood is walked intentionally. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Combs reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Lazzari goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 3 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Bird moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 7, Yankees, 7. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. George Pipgras now pitching. Johnny Watthoot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watthoot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watthoot hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. Frazier is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Pipgras to Lazzari and they have Sullivan trapped. The throw over to Gehrig, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Watthoot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Watthoot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watthoot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watthoot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watthoot hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Watthoot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-4 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frazier moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Frazier scores. Blue moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Rees pinch hits for George Pipgras. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rees for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.